弟兄姐妹们早安。
Morning to all.
今天是降临节的第二个主日。
Today the second week of Advent.
那我们继续看耶利米书三十章到三十三章的经文。
We are continuing to meditate on Jeremiah chapters 30 to 33.
今天我们看的是耶利米书三十章第十二到二十四节。
Scripture for this morning is Jeremiah 30 verses 12 to 24.
请听我来念。耶和华如此说，你的损伤无法医治，你的伤痕极其重大，无人为你分数，使你的伤痕得以残理，你没有医治的良药，你所亲爱的都忘记你，不来探问你。我因你的罪孽甚大，罪恶众多，曾用仇敌加的伤害伤害你，用残忍者的整治整治你。你为何因损伤哀号呢？你的痛苦无法医治。我因你的罪孽甚大，曾将这些加在你身上，故此凡吞吃你的必被吞吃，你的敌人个个都掳去，掳掠你的必成为猎物，抢夺你的必成为猎物。耶和华说，我必使你痊愈，医好你的伤痕，都因人称你为被赶善的，因这是锡安，无人来探问的。第十八节，耶和华如此说，我必使雅各被掳去的帐篷归回，也必顾惜他的住处，城必建造在原旧的山冈，宫殿也造就有人居住，必有感谢和欢乐的声音从其中发出。我要使他们增多，不致减少，使他们尊荣，不致卑微。他们的儿女要如往日，他们的会众坚立在我面前。凡欺压他们的，我必刑罚他，他们的君王 必是属乎他们的，掌权的也必从他们中间而出。我要使他就近我，他也要亲近我，不然谁有胆量亲近我呢？这是耶和华说的。你们要做我的子民，我要做你们的神。看那耶和华的愤怒好像暴风已经发出，是扫灭的暴风，必转到恶人的头上。耶和华的烈怒必不转消，直到他心中所拟定的成就了。末后的日子你们要明白。我们一起祷告。天父，我们能够坐在这里，有福气听你的话语，恳求你赐我们有安静的心来聆听你的话语的宣告，奉耶稣的名，阿们。好，刚才我们所念的这段经文呢，我们看到是先知对百姓说的一段话。
The words that we read just now, they were spoken by the prophet to God's people.
上帝说，你们无药可救。
God says, you guys are beyond help.
可是呢，这里不是说他们生病。
Here it's not talking about illness.
而是说上帝要打击他们。
Rather, it says that God wants to inflict on them.
让他们的伤口大到用普通的绷带都没有办法贴住。
Inflict them so badly that until their wounds are so serious that no ordinary bandage will suffice to contain the injury.
即使用缝针也缝不上。
Not even the surgical sutures.
然后呢，那个时候呢，他们就要跌坐在地上。
God says, at that time you shall fall on the floor.
然后经过的人没有一个人看见。
No passerby will look upon you.
也没有人停下脚步。
No one stopped to care.
更加没有救伤车。或者救护人员在五分钟内赶来抢救。
Certainly, there will be no ambulance or paramedics within 5 minutes to administer aid to you.
没有。
Don't have.
没有人打电话。
No 995.
也没有救伤车。
No ambulance.
要叫以前的男朋友来帮忙一下，也没有人来。
Not even your old good boyfriend to come and help you.
上帝通过耶利米宣告这一段话时
，So God used Jeremiah to pronounce these words.
他打击犹大了吗
？When he was doing that, were the people afflicted yet?
还没有啊。
Not yet.
上帝是依靠。
Here, God is foretelling.
Hey, 有那么一天。
God says, look, there will come a day.
犹大国。
And the nation of Judah.
你们要经历这样一件大事。
You will experience such a big thing.
就是有空前绝后的打击临到你们。
A catastrophe will afflict and befall upon you.
那个打击会使你们的创伤很严重。
The affliction will make your injury so severe.
惨到无药可救。
So serious it's beyond recovery.
也没有人可以帮你们的 包住那个伤口。
No one's able to bandage you.
即使是你一向很信任的盟国。
Not even your best and your trustworthy ally.
好友。
Your friend.
就是这个埃及国。
This friend is is Egypt.
不但没有帮你。
So Egypt is not going to help you.
还把你忘记了。
Egypt is going to forget about you.
那是在很远的将来。
At that time and in the far future,
Babylon 要攻陷。
Babylon will take down Jerusalem.
攻陷耶路撒冷圣城。
Take down Jerusalem city.
城墙被攻破。
Your city wall will fall.
敌军蜂拥而入。
Your enemies will swarm in.
那些拜偶像的人把放火。
And these idol worshippers, they will set fire.
把上帝的殿毁坏。
You set fire to the Lord's temple.
那个说异乡话语的人。
These enemies who were foreigners and speak in foreign tongues.
充满可憎之事的民族。
Oh, these people who did very wicked and evil deeds.
把上帝的子民掳到了他国去。
They will forcefully exile the God's people to some foreign place.
就像你们的姐妹国一样。
Just like your sister country.
北国以色列被亚述帝国所灭的一样。
Sister country, the northern Israel, they were taken away by the Assyria.
经过了136年后
After 136 years later,
南国犹大
Now, this southern Judah,
也要如此陷落
You will also fall to your enemy.
所以上帝所预告的情况真的是太可怕了
Oh, what a terrifying situation that God has forewarned.
到时
At that time,
他们真是叫天天不应
At that time, you will have no help despite your cries.
若你是当时的犹太人
So I will ask, if you were a Jew at that time,
你会有什么反应呢
What kind of reaction will you have?
或许你会否认
Are you going to deny it?
我们有很强的盟国啊
Would you say, hey, we have very strong allied forces?
那就是埃及
Egypt is our good friend.
我们有结盟的
We have an allied agreement with them.
足以对抗巴比伦国
That shall be enough to handle Babylon.
我们也会很安全的
We will be very safe.
一定会胜过巴比伦
We will defeat Babylon.
还是你会很生气呢
Will you respond with anger?
耶利米，你有没有搞错啊
I'm going to say, Jeremiah, are you nuts?
我们是上帝的选民
We are God's chosen people.
上帝应许大卫的宝座要永远立定
God has promised David that his throne will last forever.
这样的事只会发生在别的国家。
Such things will only happen to other nations.
但永远不会发生在我们的国家。
It will never ever happen to our nation.
耶利米，你可别打乱我们的民心哦。
So Jeremiah, stop confounding and deceiving our people.
还是你会存着怀疑的心
？Or will you be suspicious?
我们不是有进行宗教的这些改革吗
？You say.Well, didn't we have some religious reforms?
我们建造圣殿
We built the temple.
洁净圣殿
Cleanse temple.
恢复献祭的制度
Revive the system of sacrifice.
祭司的班次也重新的拟定好
Now, even the duties of our priests are rescheduled.
我们也细心的遵守了一切的宗教仪式
We have carefully observed all the religious orders.
上帝，我们该是虔诚了吧
Oh, Lord God, aren't we not very, very devout?
或者你是少数中的相信耶利米所说的人
Or are you the minority who actually believe the words of Jeremiah?
耶利米先知的话是来自坐宝座上的上帝
The word of Jeremiah comes from God enthroned above
肯定错不了
You say, oh, surely there's no mistake
错不了，错不了
No mistake
我们有大祸了
Good grief, you're in big trouble now
我们能够做什么来改变这个局势呢
What?Then, can we do to change the circumstances?
我们能有什么出路呢
What's the way out for us?
第十五节这么说
Verse 15 it says
我读现代译本哦不要再为你们的创伤哭诉你们的伤口无法医治因为你们罪孽深重过犯累累我才这样惩罚你们
Verse 15 Why do you cry out over your wound your pain that has no cureBecause of your great guilt and many sins, I have done these things to you.
请问
And so let me ask.
先知说这些话的时候，
As the prophet spoke those words,
打击临到了吗？
Have the affliction happened?
还没有啊。
But it has not taken place yet.
上帝又预告了。
And so God foretells again.
你们将会坐在那里痛哭。
God says, you shall sit there and weep.
为着自己的圣殿耶路撒冷被摧毁。
Weep that the city of Jerusalem has been destroyed.
一切宗教活动停止。
That all religious activities shall stop.
不再有祭事
，No more sacrifices。
不再有祭事的活动
，No sacrificial activities or religious activities。
还有为自己再有不再有自己的王而哭
，Weep that you will have no longer your own kings。
因为上帝所立的大卫王朝这时候已经完全废了。
Because this kingdom of David that God has established, it will cease。
这表示你们与上帝的关系已经破裂。
This implies that the relationship between you and me, God, is now destroyed.
和你们之间的这个约也终止了。
The covenant with you has ceased.
你们要为着这一切打击、悲痛而哭。
You're going to weep over these afflictions and these pains.
然而你们的哭声
，But your cries,
我听到了。
God has heard your cries.
劝你们不要为着自己的遭遇哭诉。
And then God urges you, don't cry over your bitter experience.
因为上帝，我是你们的，因为上帝，我是被你们逼到像残忍的仇敌。
Because I, the Lord, was forced by you to do this, to treat you like a cruel enemy.
因为你们恶贯满盈。
The reason was because your sins were great.
我才这样惩罚你们的。
So I need to punish you in this manner.
你们讥笑上帝的使者
，You mock my messengers，
藐视我的言语
，Ignore my words，
讥讽我的先知
，Ridicule my prophets，
不行公义和公平
，You did not administer justice and righteousness，
归附孤儿寡妇和聚居者
，Treated the orphans and the aliens very badly，
以致我的愤怒
，And this led to my wrath against you，
向你们发作
，Against you，
无药可救
，Beyond healing。
是上帝我自己
So it is I, the Lord
要将应许亚伯拉罕你们列祖的国度以色列
It is I, the Lord, who make these words They say that Israel, the promised nation to Abraham
连根拔起
It shall be totally, utterly destroyed
让你们亡国被掳至异乡
Such that you will be exiled to the foreign nations
上帝我的惩罚是严厉的
Yes, indeed The punishment ofGod is severe and thorough.
也彻底的。
Very thorough.
你呢？你会做些什么？
And so the second question, what about you? What will you do?
你会有哪些改变呢？
How will you change?
接下来的日子，
In the days to come,
随着犹大面对巴比伦军队的这个围攻，
Judah was invaded by Babylon.
城里的粮食将会短缺。
There will be food shortage in the city.
人性残恶的一面将会显露出来。
And the ugly side of human nature will surface.
你说以上四种的态度的人会怎么做呢？
What do you think the four types of people mentioned above, what will they do?
上帝在意的是
Actually, God's concern
一个国家或者社会对于弱势者的态度
God's concern about a society is how they respond to the weak and the marginalized.
而不是这一个国家或社会的经济成长
God's not really concerned about this country's or this society's economic growth.
繁荣超越或者其他的国家。
Or whether your nation excels other nations.
有一次我看到一个视频。
There's one time I saw a video clip.
在欧洲的一个餐馆。
Says that there's a restaurant owner in Europe.
有一个老板娘。
The boss.
她留意到她的顾客们。
And she discovered that among her customers.
常常有吃剩的食物。
There's always a lot of leftover food.
而街边
And yet in the streets,
又有许多三餐吃不饱的人
There were many hungry people who had no proper three meals.
于是她想到一个办法
So she had an idea.
她在店口设了一个橱柜
She put a cabinet at the door
让顾客可以
for the patrons
把多出来的食物放到那里
for the patrons to put their leftover food there
再让街上有需要的人
so these street poor
可以自己去拿
they can freely takehave access to this food.
所以这样子做呢
Oh, this acts
又环保又照顾到有需要的人
It's really great, you know, for waste recycling and yet take care of the needs of the needy.
若是你，你会怎么做呢
What about you? What will you do?
你身边有哪些聚居者？
Who are the alien or the foreigners among you?
有哪些不懂得为自己争取利益的人呢？
Who are those people who lack access to secure their own benefits?
我也认识一位越南的妈妈。
I also got to know a Vietnamese mother.
她嫁到新加坡来。
She married to Singapore.
听说她老公无法工作。
The husband was unemployed.
或者说没有工作。
Unemployed.
所以不能替她申请新加坡的身份。
And so cannot apply citizenship for her.
然后有一天。
About one day.
她先生不在了。
Husband passed away.
留下一个没有新加坡身份的老婆。
And so left behind this wife.
和江路小学的儿子。
And this orphan who is about to enter primary one without citizenship.
你叫她怎么办呢？
What can she do?
像这样的寡妇和聚居者。
Such a widow and a foreigner.
你会伸出手帮她吗？
Would you lend a helping hand to her?
我也有一位小我一岁的姐妹。
I also have a sister in Christ, one year younger than me.
她患了癌症第四期。
In the fourth stage of cancer.
家里实在没有人。
There's no one available at home.
能够二十四小时在身边照顾她。
To take care of her for 24 hours.
我去看她的时候呢。
And when I visited her.
她已经无法下床。
She couldn't get out of the bed.
而需要躺在床上。
She was fully bed bound.
所以家人出门的时候呢。
Whenever the family members go out to work.
总是掩上大门。
The door is always shut.
没有上锁。
But never locked.
原来她已经无法吃固体的食物。
I realized that she cannot take solid food anymore.
然后楼下有一个佣人。
And then there's a foreign domestic worker who lives one floor below.
经过主人同意。
And with her employer's agreement.
每天为主人打果汁的时候。
Every day when this foreign domestic worker she makes fruit juice for her employer.
总会为他打一份。
She will make an extra share for my friend.
然后送上来给他。
Deliver it to her.
还有。
And in addition.
随时也会有热心人送上日用品。
There are always other visitors to come and deliver daily items to her.
或者来探望她。
Or they come and just visit her.
他们都可以随意的进出。
They can come and go and enter at ease.
虽然说她已患上重病。
Even though she is critically ill.
但是她每天看到许多的这个祝福和惊喜。
But every day she experiences surprises and blessings.
所以那个主人呢，他通过热心的佣人来帮助了一个。
So,
癌症的病人或者我的朋友。
The employer, she helped my friend through her own maid.
佣人也是我们的聚居者。
So maids or foreign domestic workers, they are also our foreign residents.
他能够为病痛的邻舍伸出援手。
They can also lend a helping hand to their neighbors.
你也能。
So can you.
对于聚居者的佣人。
What about our maids?
你有给他休息的时间吗？
Do we give them rest times?
你辛苦工作一天。
You have worked hard for a long day.
放工回家。
So you return home.
你会觉得自己该休息了。
You feel, ah, I deserve a good rest.
那你有给佣人休息吗？
But do you also give rest to your mates?
或者你一年有至少七天的假期。
You say,
他有吗？
I have 7 days of MC per year. How about her? Does she have that?
你每年加薪是理所当然的。
You're entitled to annual wage increment.
她有吗？
What about her?
这算公平待遇吗？
Is this fair treatment?
三十章十六节怎么说？然而吞吃你们的要被吞吃，你们所有的敌人要被掳，压迫你们的要被压迫，掳夺你们的你们要被抢夺。十七节。虽然你们的敌人说西安被人遗弃，没有人关心，但我要医治你们的创伤，要使你们康复。我上主这样宣布了。
Verse 16 to 17, all who devour you will be devoured. All your enemies will go into exile. Those who plunder you will be plundered, and all who make spoil of you I will despoil. But I will restore you to health and heal your wounds, declares the Lord.Because you are called an outcast, Zion, for whom no one cares. This is what the Lord says.
打击临到了吗？
Has the affliction arrived?
还是没有。
Not yet.
可是上帝已经心痛了。
But God's heart is already aching.
上帝有预告。
So God foretells again.
我的确是因为你们以色列民的罪恶惩罚你们。
Surely I'm punishing you, Israel, for your great sins.
虽然我有愤怒如强风袭击你们，
Although I afflict you in wrath like a tornado,
你们城被赶散，
such that you were dispersed,
被外邦的侵略者掳掠。
You were devoured by the foreign invaders.
甚至被吞吃。
Eaten by them.
外邦已经不将你们放在眼中。
The other nations no longer regard you.
无人来探望或者关切。
No one's going to visit or care about you.
因为你们连上帝我都拒绝了。
Since you have even deserted God, your God.
你们因此也必遭世人的这个摧弃。
And you will also be forsaken by the rest of the world.
然而上帝我的愤怒和施行毁坏。
However, God says, my wrath and my execution of destruction
只是严厉的刑罚
is but a severe punishment
并非要灭绝你们
but not to annihilate you completely.
上帝我是心痛你们
I, the Lord God, pains for you.
我要重建与复兴你们
I'm going to restore and revive you.
我要医治你们的创伤
I'm going to heal your wounds.
创伤还没有发生
The injury has not taken place yet.
上帝先讲。
Yet God is already telling.
之后他要如何收拾这惩罚的惨剧。
How he's going to take care of the situation after their punishment.
所以是你，你会怎么想，怎么做呢？
If it were you, then how will you think and what will you do?
上帝打压完了，很痛快吗？
Would you, like, after seeing the punishment of the people, would God, after punishing the people, feel very satisfied?
上帝不是。
But not God.
上帝是心痛。
God is very pain, broken hearted.
虽然之前说没有人可以医治。
Although earlier he has said beyond healing.
又不可以痊愈的。
No full recovery.
但上帝要亲自来医治。
But now he says, I will come personally to heal.
因为他关心自己的子民。
Because he cares for his people.
那加创伤的上帝。
The God who inflicts wounds.
就是那会医治并使他百姓完全康复的上帝。
He's also the God who will completely heal and restore his people.
不仅将伤痕除去
Not only remove the scars.
而且使 伤处再长新肉
But cause new growth to come in those afflicted areas.
十八节
Verse 18.
上帝这样说瞧吧我要让我的子民回乡重整家园我要用慈爱待雅各一家我要让他们重建耶路撒冷在原地重建修造宫殿那里我的居民要发出颂赞的声音他们要欢呼歌唱我要使他们繁盛人口增加我要恢复他们的尊严不再受侮辱我要复兴他们的国家恢复他们的主权我要惩罚所有压迫他们的人他们将由自己的人统治他们的领袖出自本族我邀请他的时候他会亲近我没有被邀请的谁敢亲近我呢接下来经文说他们要做我的子民我要做他们的上帝我上主这样宣布了二十四节如此说瞧吧上主的烈怒像强烈的旋风在坏人头上不停地旋转上主的愤怒将继续直到他完成自己一切的计划那时候他的子民就会明白这事
Verses 18 to 24 This is what the Lord says I will restore the fortunes of Jacob's tents and have compassion on his dwellings The city will be rebuilt on her ruins The palace will stand in its proper place From them will come songs of thanksgiving, sounds of rejoicing. I will add to their numbers, they will not be decreased. I will bring them honor. The children will not be disdained. Their children will be as days of old. Their community will be established before me. I will punish all those who oppress them. Their leaders will be one of their own. Their king shall arise from among them. I will bring the king near, and he will come close to me. For who is he who will devote himself to be close to me, declares the Lord. Verse 22, so you will be my people and I will be your God. 23, see, the storm of the Lord shall burst out in wrath, a driving wind swirling around on the heads of the wicked. The fierce anger of the Lord will not turn back until he fully accomplishes the purpose of his heart. In days to come, you shall understand this.
创伤还没有发生。
Before the afflicted wounds,
上帝又先讲创伤之后他将做的补救。
God has spoken about what he would do afterward.
他要以慈爱对待他们。
How he will treat them with love and compassion.
上帝有预告。
And God foretells again.
我的惩罚最终要领你们归回。
Eventually and ultimately, my punishment is to bring you back to me.
你们要从各国中归回。
To enable you to return from all nations back to me.
南国与北国并要合成一国。
The northern and the south nations will become one.
重得你们的应许地。
And then you will regain back your promised land.
你们要归回。
You will return.
到起初与我立约的关系。
Return to the state of the initial covenant relationship with me.
你们要归回到你们家园。
You will return to your homeland.
重整家园。
Rebuild your homeland.
重建耶路撒冷圣殿。
Rebuild Jerusalem temple.
然后人口又要开始多起来。
Your population will grow again.
多到再兴盛起来。
Once again, the city will be vitalized.
再有欢喜快乐的声音。
Once again, there will be joyful sounds.
从你们中间发出来。
Coming forth from you.
国家再有自己的国王。
Your country shall have your own kings.
你们有自己的主权。
You will once again possess your sovereignty.
国家要再复兴。
Your country will revive.
这是因为我。
This is because I, the Lord.
耶和华上帝。
I, the Lord.
亲自邀请你们亲近我。
Personally invites you to draw close to me.
要不没有人可以亲近我。
If not for my invitation, nobody shall be able to draw close to me.
上帝这样的预告。
And this foretelling from God
是表示一切立约的关系更新了。
It's to show that there will be renewal of all the covenant relationships.
并接着在二十二节告诉我们。
And this is expressed in verse 22.
你们要做我的子民。
You will be my people.
我要做你们的上帝。
I will be your God.
上帝是对以色列说。
God is saying to Israel.
我与你们同在。
I will be with you.
要拯救你。
To save you.
这个同在。
This being with you,
不是口头上说说而已。
It's not merely words.
上帝的同在
is God with us.
是借着耶稣基督的降生。
It's through the birth of Jesus.
到来到人间。
The Jesus coming into our midst as a human.
上帝自己来做人。
God became a man.
实实在在的来到我们人类中间拯救我们。
Truly, coming into the midst of humanity to live and save us.
耶稣他说。
And Jesus says this.
人子来,
Son of man came.
我要寻找拯救世上的人。
To come and seek and save the lost.
人子来, 我要把生命赐给我们。
The Son of man comes to give us life.
人子来, 要呼召罪人悔改。
The Son of man comes to call people to repentance.
使我们归回到上帝的面前。
That we can return back to God.
耶稣就是那带我们出黑暗入光明者。
Jesus is the one who leads us out from darkness into light.
使我们看见。
It causes us to see.
原来我们就是上帝的儿女。
That we are truly God's children.
我们要接着耶稣归回到上帝面前。
And through Jesus, we will return back to God.
归回到上帝的救恩中。
Return back to God's grace.
耶稣复述上帝的应许。
And so Jesus repeats God's promise.
看哪，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Jesus says, "Look, I will be with you always until the end of the world."
当教会我们再一次的欢庆耶稣基督的降生的时候
，and so now as we celebrate Jesus' birth in church,
就是要欢庆耶稣的道成肉身。
We are actually celebrating the birth of Jesus. The Word became flesh.
唐崇牧师把这个道成肉身简化。
And so Stephen Tong, Reverend Stephen Tong, has spoken about this Word became flesh.
就是上帝在人间。
Say that God is among humanity.
我们是要纪念上帝在人间。
We are commemorating God in our midst.
创伤还没有发生。
The wound has not yet happened, or the infliction has not happened.
上帝先预告。
And God foretells.
还有四十年才发生的事情。
God foretells something that will happen 40 years later.
又预告七十年之久才会给他们的拯救。
And then foretells that another 70 years, the salvation will come upon them.
是你，你会听得进去吗？
If it were for, the message is for you, would you be able to take it in?
在上帝的救恩里，
In God's salvation,
我们得以重新与上帝订立新约。
We are able to have a covenant with God again.
有上帝与我们同在。
God is with us.
有上帝的拯救。
God's salvation.
那加创伤的上帝。
This God who inflicts wound upon us,
就是那会医治,
is also the God who will heal,
并使我们完全康复的上帝。
God who will bring healing until we are fully recovered.
感谢主。
Give thanks to God.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你， 给我们这段经文，让我们看见你不会永远抛弃我们，也不会永远记住我们的恶。你有怜悯和恩慈，让我们随时都可以归向你。你要再重让我们，你要重新认回我们是你的子民。谢谢你让你的爱子道成肉身，住在我们中间，与我们同在。奉耶稣的名祷告，阿们。
让我们这时候以感恩的心来奉献。
献于主， 愿主悦纳，愿主祝福，哈利路亚。
阿爸天父，在这个圣诞佳节，我们想到你自己的爱子完全献上自己，为着我们的活过一生人的道路跟生命，使我们这时候因此也能够呼叫你阿爸父，因此我们将我们身体献上，向主耶稣基督